From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 5th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Andrea Mako is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Armed Services veterans who own property in Greenville Central School District have again appealed to the Board of Education asking that the Veterans Alternative Tax Exemption be adopted. The exemption, signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2013, allows New York school districts the option of offering veterans a real property tax exemption. Since that time, Greenville veterans have approached the Greenville Board asking the exemption be adopted. Greenville American Legion Post 291 Commander James Good Jr. made the post's recent request during a board meeting February 12th. Good said he could understand the board's concern about the exemption after it was first introduced. However, in Greenville, the measure has been rejected twice and was prevented from reaching a vote the third time, despite public support for the exemption. Good said, and I quote, "All of this aside, I am hopeful that this past year you have given time to reconsider your position and the necessary impact it holds on our veterans," end quote. Board members have expressed concern about how the exemption could impact district families that struggle financially. With a tax base comprised of 11 different towns, the financial impact of the exemption on non-veteran taxpayers would vary from town to town. If the exemption were adopted at the minimum level, the average impact on property assessed at $125,000 could result in a tax bill increase of anywhere from $23 to $41 per year. The Board of Education has not indicated if it would consider the exemption for the 2018-19 school year. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the impact of the massive storm that hit the area March the 2nd is still being felt, with power still out in parts of the region. To aid in the restoration effort, the area's utility companies have recruited the help of repair crews from across the country and Canada. Some places will not see electricity restored for days. NYSEG said as of 4 p.m. March the 3rd, some 70,000 outages remain. Most of Putnam County was still without electricity. As of March the 4th, Central Hudson reported two-thirds of its 110,000 customers had power restored. In southern Dutchess and Putnam counties, restoration is expected by Monday afternoon, and those impacted in northern Dutchess, Ulster, and Greene counties are not expected to have the lights come back on until the afternoon of March the 7th. Jordan Michael reported for the Columbia Green Media that Central Hudson spokesman John Massahation advised, and I quote, "There are warming shelters around the area and people can use generators with safety in mind. For example, don't use a charcoal grill indoors for heat, and keep in touch with Central Hudson to report and receive updates," end quote. The considerable snowfall brought out skiers and snowboarders over the weekend. Window Mountain was the only local ski lodge open on Saturday. Hunter Mountain and Caramount Ski Area were without power but reopened on Sunday. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. A surgical center affiliated with St. Peter's Hospital in Albany has been hit by the second largest computer breach of patient records in New York since 2016. St. Peter's Surgery and Endoscopy Center revealed February 22nd that hackers potentially compromised medical records of about 135,000 patients in early 2018. The breach was discovered January 8th, and it has been reported to the Office of Civil Rights at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A subsequent investigation did not determine if any records had been copied or not. Patients were advised to check insurance statements for suspicious activity or, and I quote, "charges for services they did not receive," end quote. Letters have been mailed to those affected. Service for St. Peter's Hospital and Albany Gastroenterology Consultants were not impacted. The compromised service stored patient names, dates of birth, addresses, dates of service, diagnosis codes, procedure codes, insurance information, and, in some instances, Medicare information, which includes Social Security numbers. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia Paper on the response from social service providers and educators to the Galvin Foundation's offer of rooms at the former Sunset Motel as emergency housing for the homeless of Columbia County. Under the pending proposal, the county would pay the cost for a room at the newly rechristened Galvin Civic Motel, located on the border of Livingston and Greenport. The foundation would then use a portion of the revenue for on-site social services. Once fully renovated, the motel will have sufficient space to house approximately 25% of the people listed with the Columbia County Department of Social Services as homeless. Concerns were raised about the motel's close proximity to a private school, but County Social Services Commissioner Robert Gibson said his agency does not plan to assign people recently released from prison to the motel. Lori Scott, Executive Director of Reentry Columbia, said, and I quote, "It is a huge mistake to have a public image that equates homelessness with criminals," end quote. Most of the people who currently have no permanent home do not have criminal records and have not been to prison. But many people while in prison lose their outside world home, Scott said. Scott and Tina Sharp, Executive Director of Columbia Opportunities and co-chair and founding member of the Columbia Green Housing Coalition, both described homelessness in Columbia County to be at crisis level. Sharp said the motel is an innovative approach. She said it addresses one of the community's, and I quote, "missing links, effective and responsive emergency shelter," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers before 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy today with the temperature high near 39 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 22. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29. And on Wednesday, snow is likely. It will be cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Wednesday night, snow again, cloudy with a low around 29. The sun rose this morning at 6:24 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:49 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 52 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 5th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.